gonna be a good day. Tuesday, March 25th upon us. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Let's see if I can clean my glasses so I actually can see some.
Can you see me? I'm over here, Dougie.
Oh, there you are, over there.
You got
oh,
me?
My God, squinting to see. All right, so Jennifer is here. Kenny is here. Michael is at the controls in our studio in Washington.
God help
and
us all.
The plane. Right, yeah. Cut 6 seconds off that last bit, Michael, will you please? The Malaysian airliner is no longer in the sky.
Right.
That's about it.
It's been
you
confirmed.
Listen to all these people talk about it's in the southern Indian Ocean. The stories start with presumably, maybe, possibly, and like words. I think we go to Roger's Thesaurus to see how many words we can find that are being used by these people. The prime minister, the guy who runs Malaysia Airlines, all say, sorry, the plane ended up in the southern Indian Ocean.
Does something just smell terribly funny here today?
Well, Kenny and I were talking about that in the last hour. He says all evidence points to it, except the only problem I have with all the evidence is it doesn't explain at this point. Maybe there's still can get to the black box. Somebody can get to the black box before it runs out of juice.
But they really haven't found anything.
Well, they haven't, but they say they have.
They say
there
they have.
Pictures, and they've been saying that for a week. This is a convenient way to get everybody off of their back, and maybe the people will go away. There's going to be someone. This is the simplistic thinking that goes on pretty much with politicians everywhere. They never think they're going to get caught or that people are going to go out and find out
or that
what
people
the real
will
story
ask questions.
Is. Right, exactly.
Well, you know, to me this just smells funny. And that press conference yesterday seemed kind of like a joke. And the fact that they allegedly, I guess, text messaged people and said, hey, by the way, your loved ones are, you know, dead. It was a plane crash. Have a nice day. Lots of laughs. I mean, I can't believe they actually sent a text message to let people know that. But you know, okay, maybe you've made me a conspiracy theorist, but all the governments in the world have worked together on this pretty much. Like, everybody's gone together. I mean, you even have France throwing their hat in the ring. They never help anybody, right?
Right.
Do you think they shot it down? Somebody shot it down?
Who?
I don't know. Do you think somebody shot it down? One of the governments in the world.
What doesn't make any sense to me is that the plane was on course for Beijing. The Indian Ocean
is not there.
You don't go over the Indian Ocean to get from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing.
Right.
Unless something happens to change your course of flight. And there's nothing that indicated that there was anything, at least when everything was shut off, however that happened. And somebody says it could be a fire, could have been somebody taking over the plane, could have been all kinds of. We're back to coulda, maybe.
Right,
possibly,
no one really
perhaps.
Knows.
Do you ever really find out what the story is? Maybe you
There's
do, maybe 2 years
like
from
There's something that smells
like
a gigantic rotten fish, though.
One of the things that is, that people compare it to that Paris-bound Air France plane that came from Buenos Aires.
Right.
Which was a crap can Airbus 330. You were down in fairly shallow waters off the coast of Africa. Fairly easy to find. A plane at the bottom of the Indian Ocean is going to require a lot more stick-to-itiveness because that area of the ocean is about 14 miles deep. So you're going to have to send one of those things down that found the Titanic, and I don't even know how. I guess, yeah, those non-manned subs can go down that far. But you got to find a place to, you know, can you find the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean? Yeah, after X number of years. So can they find this? Yeah, if somebody figures it's worth it, that's going to be the key. Is it worth it to somebody to find it?
Or not.
Or not. Correct. All right, Kenny, you have not been heard on this. You may please explain your theory. Jennifer's had hers. I've had mine. You have yours.
My theory is that it probably is in the Indian Ocean, just because that seems to be the only lead that there has been. And that seems to be where the evidence points. And I do say seems to be as many times as I can, because we don't have. Yeah, we don't have anything.
Because there's nothing.
But there's nothing. There's been a couple satellite pictures that show something. There have been reports from two of the search planes that they saw debris, but no one's been able to find anything. But there's just no evidence to point to anything else. So this just seems to me to be the most likely solution to what happened to the plane. What happened in the cockpit and on the plane, who knows? I don't know if we'll ever know.
Hmm. All right. So do you have some information from people, or at least speculation or statements from people? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, from some of the people listening that want to be heard about this?
Evan says the Malaysians are hiding something.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's much of a stretch to figure that out. Yep. And they're not very good at it either.
Wyatt says, how can they make the claims with no evidence? How can you say no one survived and you can't even find a piece of the plane?
Mm-hmm. That's another good point.
It's fair.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Next.
And Alexander says what a lot of us are thinking. My deepest condolences and prayers go out to those families of the Malaysian Airlines flight. I can't imagine what they're going through.
Right. Okay. So that's the that's sort of the update on the Malaysian flight. 888-302-3684. Who's Stacey Keibler? Why do I know that name?
Oh, she was George Clooney's ex, former wrestler, blonde, legs up to her ankle or her neck, I mean.
And present. And she's just got married.
Pregnant.
She's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So how long ago was she with Clooney?
Gosh, she was probably with him. I think they broke up maybe about a year ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't take her long to get hot with this guy she married, right?
Right.
So does that mean she was cheating?
I doubt it.
George Clooney?
Who would do that?
She's just fast.
She's just fast, yeah. You know, sometimes that love just hits you out of nowhere.
I understand that.
Sometimes you just get pregnant out of nowhere. Hopefully it goes hand in hand.
Immaculate conception. The Doug Seven Good Day program. It's 13 and change after the hour. This portion of the program brought to you by Afrin. If you have nasal congestion, get powerful relief right now. Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds, keeps working for 12 hours. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Please remember to use it as directed.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
This is not a drill. The Spring Into a Honda sales event means great deals on the Honda CR-V, the most durable, longest-lasting crossover in its class, loaded with standard features like a rear-view camera. Because who wouldn't want eyes in the back of their head? Head over to the Spring Into a Honda sales event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on IHS Automotive. Bulk U.S. vehicles and operation registration statistics 1997 through 2012 for CRV and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-381-3296. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-381-3296. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-381-3296. That's 1-800-381-3296. 1-800-381-3296.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. After eating, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take All Natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from the feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Just way to fix the problems with Gutsy Chewy. GutsyProducts.com is the website. I'm going to tell you a story. I've had off and on a sort of gut issue myself for going on 3 months. And I'm one who likes to treat things that are internal as much as I can with a homeopathic remedy. I've taken a lot of different... What happened was I got very sick on some bad food just after Christmas, and it knocked me...
It wasn't the stomach flu, are you sure?
It was not the stomach flu.
Okay,
no, everybody
so it was
is.
Bad food.
No, it was bad food. And 3 days, it knocked me around. Remember, I was out even for a day, and I don't...
And
you
that's
know,
not like you at all.
No.
You were really sick.
Right. So, kind of like Jay Leno. I was reading a great story about Jay Leno yesterday, and one of the storylines is he didn't take vacations. He had a day off here and there, but that was to go perform. He just liked what he was doing and loved it, and that's the way I am here. So if I'm knocked out by something that made me... First time I've been that sick in 25 years. So anyway, the theory was that my immune system was weakened by being that sick. My stomach was a mess. The flapper that goes from my esophagus to my stomach isn't working. All kinds of gas and acid going up into my stomach. Heartburn, oof. And then I got, about 2 weeks after that, I got knocked out again for a day. And so, okay, we're starting to figure out what's the story here, and haven't really figured it out, but most of the people that I go to say, try this homeopathic or that Chinese medicine, try that herb. And I did. But I just can't get to the point of feeling like I'm 100%. So I finally the other day said, yeah, I've had enough of this. I'm calling UCLA, which has the best medical facilities probably on the West Coast, and I'll go to the gastrointestinal guy there. So I called yesterday morning and made an appointment. First, you got to see somebody because I don't have a primary care doctor here, so I want you to go to a primary care guy. So they send me over to the main campus of UCLA, and I go in to see the primary care lady. The doctor says, well, why are you here? And I said, because I have this problem. Well, you're supposed to go over to the other facility to have that checked out. You don't need to be here. You need to go over there. So I waited 50 minutes to see her and have her tell me that. So then I get in my car and drive over to the other facility, which is on the other side of the 405 in Santa Monica. And I'm supposed to... The appointment with her was at 3 o'clock. I showed up at 10 minutes to 3. I waited until 3:35 to see her. And I went into the office and I sat there another... 25 minutes, and she says, well, we can't figure out what's wrong with you. We'll have to send you over to the other place where the GI doctor is. So they schedule an appointment for me.
Because she was the primary, so now she's sending you to the GI.
Sending you to the other guy. 4:30 the appointment is.
Oh, boy.
So she says, you'll have to hurry. We'll call them and tell them you're on your way over there. Okay, so I hurry across, because traffic's lousy on Wilshire that time of the afternoon. So I get to the facility, 4:30. Get out of the car, parking lot, upstairs to the third floor, walk in at 4:35. Okay, I'm here for my appointment. Well, sorry, the doctor can't see you now. I looked at the guy and said, what are you talking about? He said, well, it's not 4:30, it's 4:35, and we have very precise times here. We see all of our patients exactly on time. So the doctors leave at 5 o'clock, and they require 30 minutes of your time, so you can't see the guy.
Oh, my gosh.
So I am...
Did you go nuts?
Ready to go, and you know what? They said, they sat me down, I said... This isn't acceptable. I want to see the supervisor. The supervisor couldn't see me until 20 past 5. there's modern American medicine for you, folks. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. worry. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The boys last night, Team Blake's Alaska and Maddie, and then Audra McLaughlin working When Will I Be Loved is the song they're singing together to find out who's going to get chosen and who's going to be sent home. All right, crank it up, Michael. We all know this song, right?
Yes.
They sound better together than all three of them. Either one separate.
Yeah, right. So that makes it hard for a Blake or any of these coaches to make a decision. Here's Blake with his choice.
This is easily the toughest decision that I'm going to have to make. Your guys are so good and so on top of your game, and I'll be damned if I don't know, even as I'm sitting here talking to you, who I'm going to choose. It's amazing how you guys came into this thing ready to be on The Voice and ready to make it to the lives. And through our rehearsals, you took the notes and you did everything that I asked you to do, and you blew people away. I mean, you hear what they're saying. Man, you guys, oh.
I don't know if I've seen you agonize like this in a long time.
Man, this hurts.
Okay, tune in tomorrow for the decision.
I know.
The winner of this battle is...
killing me.
Audra.
All right, boo! For those who like the two...
Did someone steal the other girl?
There's two of them. There's a team, Alaska and mine. I don't know. It didn't look like it. Gonzo. Didn't see that it looked like. Didn't look like they did. You can find out when you watch the DVR after you've watched.
I will. I'll also let you know in a couple of weeks when I catch up.
The DVR of The Good Wife. All right, late night comedy. Conan's back and David Letterman is back, so they mix it up with Jimmy Fallon and Scott Myers. Would you believe Seth Myers? Yes, please.
The First Lady is in China. Did you know that? Okay. This is a big story. How perfect. I can tell you what's going on. Yes. Yeah. While in China, First Lady Michelle Obama commented on Chinese censorship. Yeah. Or as the Chinese news reported it, Michelle Obama greatly admires Chinese censorship. Story. Now, over the weekend, this is true, Michelle Obama did arrive in China with her daughters. She brought her daughters. Yeah. Marks the first time in China's history that an American has arrived with daughters.
Everyone's talking about the situation in Ukraine still. And over the weekend, Vladimir Putin ordered fireworks to go off in Moscow to celebrate Crimea joining Russia. and also the fact that he had Stanford beating Kansas in his March Madness. What are the odds of that? It's so great.
You have to light fireworks with them. That stuff.
That's right. Putin ordered fireworks to go off in Moscow. Either that or one of Putin's rivals tried to start his car.
Boris is giving us big show.
President Obama, I'm telling you, if it's not one thing, it's another thing. Right now, he's meeting with the G7 leaders. Mm. Can you name all of the G... I always forget... Bashful. I can never remember... Bashful. But President Obama is meeting with the G7 leaders, and it must be fun for him now to be able to put faces with the voices he listens to on the wiretaps.
Ooh.
In an interview with Meet the Press, former President Jimmy Carter said that he will not send emails because he believes the NSA is reading them, and also because he can't find the send button on his typewriter.
Okay. All right, so a little levity is good for this hour of the morning, right?
Yeah.
That's why we call it the Good Day program, 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche. Coming right up, if there were a President Romney, how would things be any different in the Ukraine?
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND or visit www.aboutld.org now, because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
Welcome back. Today's Both Sides question. If there were a President Romney, how might things be any different in Crimea, the Ukraine, and with Putin?
President Romney would have projected strength. And I think what projecting strength is not backing down to someone who I think is a thug and a dictator and has intentions of not only annexing the Crimea, but also moving forward in the Ukraine. President Obama has taken a couple of steps that I think have really emboldened Putin to have taken the steps that he's taken.
He has struck the right balance, but these counterfactuals are hard to prove, you know, what would happen if Romney was in office. So you have to have a very U.S.-centric view of the world that doesn't take much account of what the domestic conditions are in a place like Russia to see it primarily or entirely in terms of a reaction to what President Obama did or didn't do.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yesterday, it's today we're concerned with. That's why I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to join us in a few minutes. I'll tell him the story about what happened with me at the UCLA Medical Center, see what comments he has, plus some medical news and information that concern you this week. I think the most important story today, frankly, is the mudslide. As far as national stories are concerned, I find it more important, more intriguing. Okay, so the people are asking about what's going on with the finding. People say, oh, they found the plane. No, no, no. They haven't found the plane. Maybe, but they've said maybe four times with all the debris that they have sighted in the ocean. So is this the debris? Maybe the determination was made by working out the plane speed relative to the satellite coordinates, according to the transport minister in Malaysia. So if you want to believe him, help yourself. Meanwhile, something that affects or is more important in America, the results of this massive mudslide in a rural area of Washington State, 108 people missing. Officials say they had 18 people unaccounted for, and then the new number is something. I mean, is it 108? Well, probably somebody's going to show up here and there, but again, the important word is probably or maybe possibly. Six bodies were found yesterday, 14 dead altogether. I think we were saying yesterday the speculation was on 18, wasn't it, Kenny? Jennifer, do you remember?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it was about that. Did you see, I mean, the images that came out from that.
Pictures, a video. Oof,
yeah.
Horrific.
Yeah.
Mess. And like we talked about, no warning. I mean, those are just one of those moments, again, when your life changes in a flash.
Yep. Make decisions to live in areas like that. Although I'm guessing the real estate people probably didn't accentuate when they sold those places.
Right.
There's a danger of a mudslide here. Hope of finding any survivors are not great, even though they're using rescue dogs and aircraft, ground probing equipment, heavy machines to move the mud 60 feet deep here and there. Trees just knocked out, houses completely covered. The town is Oso, State Route 530. I found it interesting that a lot of people in the stories that have been released are pinpointing it by using State Route 530, like people know where that is. I guess they could find also on the map. I suppose you could find, if the map were focused enough, the routes that go in and out of the town, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of rain. And so, speaking of rain, those of you who are reacting to what I said a few minutes ago about the status of weather on the East Coast, or status all over the place. Here in Los Angeles, the weather is not dicey. It's cloudy, drizzly, which is not going to really help much. The drought is helped by inches of rain, not by millimeters of rain. But this is what happens. The weather sort of comes into the L.A. basin, and it just sort of sits here for a while, and there's mist and drizzle, and then it moves off, and we have a beautiful day. Like we did yesterday. Right, Jen? We had a nice day.
Gorgeous yesterday.
Yeah, it's a good day. Temperature was moderate, nice. All right, so anyway, weather moving across the Midwest, nothing really serious, but because the weather people have become so used to yelling and hooting and hollering about the bad storms, this kind of gives them something to talk about that may have some relative connection to what has gone on over the past 3 months, i.e., just a couple of inches of snow, maybe some rain here. What'd you say, Michael? Oh, yeah, I know, Doug. Calm down.
He's just giving you a little reminder.
Anyway, the best suggestion I can come up with is to think spring. The reality, and this
it's
again,
here. It's just around the corner.
Well, but it's nice. The weather that's forecast for the rest of the week in the Northeast, 50 degrees, 56 degrees. I'm looking at 50 some odd on Friday, 56 on Saturday, maybe near 60 on Sunday. It's very muddy. The snow is melting. The frost is coming out of the ground. And so here's Sarah who writes, I might ditch my winter coat and suffer through the cold in a light jacket just because I'm tired of wearing a heavy coat. Well, that's an idea, right? Nick says, I'm the only idiot wearing a light jacket in Chicago. Laura says, spring is a collective hallucination. We never had one before, and we'll never have one ever again. Cold and horrible weather where I am. Well, you know what happens? We've said this, how many years have you said this? Go right from winter to summertime. No spring. That often happens, right? One day, 30 degrees, next day, 60, next grade. I remember when I was in school, matter of fact, the last month of school 1 year was so hot. And in schools at that era, and even now today, there are no air conditioning systems in schools for the most part in the Northeast. But yet, it's really kind of interesting how we have become sort of wimpified, mm-hmm. right? The news media talks about these horrible storms as if they were something new. And all of you that have been sucked into this discussion about global warming and horrible weather, that's the way it is. It's the way it is. All right. Anybody care about Mr. Piscori?
Pistorius?
Him, too.
That guy?
Right.
What's
you,
the
this
latest?
Kind of stuff I, that you I, like. You love this kind of stuff.
I love this kind. No, I actually think
stories.
This guy's a big jerk.
No, no, but you like to follow the
well,
drama
of dramatic.
The
court.
That's what I'm saying. It's
yeah.
all the.
So what's the latest? Fill me
family.
In.
Well, the murdered girlfriend, her name was Reva Steenkamp.
Right.
Right. She was supposedly scared of him. The testimony came yesterday. They brought in. The prosecution had text messages. Steenkamp said she was, quote, scared out of her mind. So why did she stay with this guy? The text that they had said, quote, I'm scared of you sometimes and how you snap at me. I do everything to make you happy and not to say anything to rock the boat with you. You do everything to throw tantrums in front of people, one of the texts read. So why do you stay with somebody?
A lot of times they
yet?
Feel stuck.
Why? Why are you stuck?
I'm not saying I am stuck.
But I want to understand.
I'm
I hear
a
that
lot
too.
Of time.
I want to know why it is that women feel like they have to stay in these circumstances in this day and time.
Fear.
Fear. They
fear
feel like
of
there's
what?
No other fear. Option. Maybe it's all they deserve.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow. I'm glad I didn't teach my daughter to think like that. And I'm not saying, oh, Doug Steffen, great guy. I just don't understand how in this era where there is so much focus on women and their individuality that women still, and I know that people who are strong women would say, yeah, it's just the way the society works. We're still a very patriarchal society.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Michael, you want to give me that cue again, Dr. Ron?
He's here, Dougie. He's here.
No, he's not. But he will be. in a matter of moments. In the meantime, I would like to inform you of something that's very important to consider if you're losing your hair and you would like to stop losing your hair. May I suggest a phone number to call to stop losing your hair? 800-525-8319. That's the number to call for Provia. If you're still losing your hair and you've tried all kinds of different things, stuff that lends itself to a certain amount of credibility, and you try it and it doesn't work and you're frustrated, you say, you know, all this stuff is junk. This product is not. How can I prove it to you? Well, I can't get you to do anything but call the number. You get the product, you try it, and if for some reason it doesn't work, they'll give you your money back. And this company doesn't fiddle and fuss about that. They're happy, if you're not happy, to make you happy. And if the only thing that'll make you happy is getting your money back, I can't tell you how many times people who have tried a product like this call me up, or they will send an email to Doug@DougStephan.com, and it gets filtered to me, and then I send it to the advertiser, and I make sure that they follow up and make good on whatever their promises are. Sometimes people in the office, sometimes people on the other end of the phone don't get it, but I will tell you that we all want you to be satisfied with what you get. So if you call 800-525-8319, you try Provia, it doesn't cleanse your scalp, it doesn't help you to get hair growing back through your scalp or the follicle so you have a nice head of hair, then demand your money back. That's simple enough. And they'll give it to you because they don't want to listen to me tell them that they're not telling you what the real story is, because they are very good at doing this. And every once in a while, as I say, I feel like, you know, those commercials on TV for the various drugs, and they spend 4 seconds telling you why to take the drug and 45 seconds why not to. I just love that. All the disclaimers, don't do this and call your doctor. I'm just telling you how it is. I know Provia works because I use it. So if you want to stop your hair loss now, men, women, no matter what your age, 800-525-8319. Try this stuff. 800-525-8319. Provia will stop your hair loss now.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks. Then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. Now, if you're in your car or at home, here's what I want you to do. I want you to raise your shoulders. I want you to raise your backbone. I want you to sit straight. I want you to stand straight. I want you to feel like you are proud, and I want you to keep it that way. Because what we're going to start to do is exercise those shoulders. We're going to exercise that backbone. Because the moment we put ourselves in a posture of confidence, what happens? We feel it. We know it. It takes over our mental abilities to the positive point. Because I guarantee you, right before you did that exercise, yep, you were slouching. You know it. Don't look at the other person. You know that right now, once you do that, raise your shoulders and your backbone, and you stand straight, and you sit straight, and you're proud. What that does for you. So look at the person in the car next to you. Look at anybody that you see. Stand proud. Always. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is here with us on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. DrHoffman.com. Every Tuesday at this time here for a conversation about the health industry, how to pare it down so that it affects you positively. Ron certainly is good at that with his own practice in New York City. I want to quickly tell you a story about what happened to me yesterday. I've had an upset stomach more or less for about 3 months since I got the bad food. I was sick for 3 days, haven't been sick for 25 years, and apparently this event, because stuff was coming out of every orifice in my body, upset my stomach, the flapper, my throat, my everything. So without getting into too much detail, I've I had another bout, and the thought was that perhaps some bug actually went my weakened immune situation after the first bout with the food poisoning. Then a bug really did get in there. And I've been trying to shake this. I've had cramps and sort of an upset off and on for 2.5 months. It doesn't go away. So I went. I called UCLA, because here in Los Angeles, that's where you go if you want conventional medical treatment that's any good. And I asked for an appointment, and they sent me to a regular, the primary care doctor, who I had an appointment there yesterday at 3 o'clock. So I showed up at 10 of 3. I get seen at 3:35, 3:40. When I sat in the office, I waited. They came in, took my blood pressure, a lot of nonsense. And so she says, well, what's your problem? And I told her, and she said, well, why are you here? And I said, because when I called for an appointment over to the GI section, they said I had to come over here first. So she said, no, no, you have to go over to the other facility. And, you know, it's across the 405 at that hour of the afternoon. Traffic is a little stiff. So I left there 5 minutes and four. Appointment, they called over and made an appointment for me to see the doctor at 4:30. I show up in the doctor's office at 4:35, and the guy behind the desk says smugly to me, you are too late. You won't be able to see the doctor. You'll have to come back tomorrow. I said, what are you talking about, too late? They called from the other. Yep, yep, we were told you'd be here at 4:30. I said, I came as quickly as I could, and it doesn't make any difference. You'll have to come back tomorrow. I said, no, it's not acceptable. I want to see a supervisor. Well, that's fine, but you're not going to see the doctor because they're very precise and they have 30 minutes. That's all they give to patients. You didn't get here at 4:35, not enough time to see the doctor. You'll have to come back tomorrow. Well, I went around this for enough time until the steam started coming out of my ears. And then the supervisor said she wouldn't be able to see me till 5:20. So you can imagine where I was at this point in time. Now, this is one of the best medical facilities on the West Coast, if not in the country. This is the kind of crud that people go through. And it's just, Ron, it just isn't acceptable. But I don't know what to do about it. I'm a guy, I'm fairly articulate, and I have means. What do people do who don't either have means or are articulate?
Yeah, I mean, I think you just encapsulated just about all that's wrong with the medical system.
Yeah.
Is that on the one hand, they tell you to go to one doctor who's inappropriate for your problem. The so-called gatekeeper, the primary care, who's supposed to determine where you should be sent, because now they're not allowing you to go directly to a specialist. Obviously, you needed to go to a gastroenterologist first, but now new insurance is requiring that people go to the gatekeeper to get an approval to go to someone at a higher level.
And then she says to me, what are you doing here?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which that, at least that was honest. You know, she didn't go through the motions. They didn't make a pretense that they were doing something. You needed to see a gastroenterologist. Then this whole thing about the lateness. Well, it's okay for you to wait an
right.
hour and a half or
yeah.
two or three. I mean,
right.
My office really
that sent me over the top. That really sent me over there. What happens in your office?
My office runs really, really smoothly, and I just really make an effort to stay on time. And I budget extra time. I actually put extra time in my schedule. But many doctors are pressured to see like 30, 40 patients a day. So it's like the freeway. You know, like one little fender bender, and then the whole thing backs up, and then you're hours late. That's okay though. But if a patient comes a little late, sometimes. They'll stand on ceremony and they'll say, well, you lost your time, and that's very frustrating and obviously anger producing for patients. It's not right. The system needs reform.
It is not right. Nope. And it's getting worse because of the situation that has come down from the feds. I would recommend Dr. Hoffman's Intelligent Medicine newsletter to all of you who are listening. I like every week I make sure I set aside a little bit of time to read this. This week's focus is on natural products that will help you conquer spring allergies, which many of us, if not all of us, have. So just go to the website drhoffman, hoffman.com, to read about the products that will help you with your spring allergies. Lots of help from Dr. Ron Hoffman here on Good Day. Happy to have him on. 51 past the hour now.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Most of our customers are absolutely phenomenally impressed with the product.
That's Tony, the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract, the 100% all-natural with no negative side effects supplement that supports a strong and healthy heart, strength and stamina, sharp memory, restful sleep, clean, clear arteries, and good circulation. And listen to this, in over 13 years of business, there has been no price increase for Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com. That's hbextract.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. A couple of interesting stories in this segment pretty much every day. First one, usually the first part belongs to Shelley Palmer, who's our reporter on technology. And today, Shelley's going to talk with you about Major League Baseball's new system. They're using technology to tell how impressive a player's defense is. So is this sort of out of the same page as somebody holding up a gun to see how fast the pitch is? And now we've got something else. What kind of technology? Well, we're going to find out, I guess. Ask the question, you get an answer. Shelley Palmer up next here on Good Day.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, with opening day around the corner, Major League Baseball has announced a new system that will use math to show how amazing that diving outfield catch really was. The new tracking system, which doesn't even have a name yet, will be used to track the speed and efficiency of fielders. It will base these readings on balls hit into play, including its speed, launch angle, distance, and hang time. The system then calculates how fast and how well the fielders reacted, and how optimal the path they took to get to the ball really was. After testing the system at Mets City Field last year, Major League Baseball will bring it to Miller Park in Milwaukee and Target Field in Minnesota this year and to every park by 2015. The readouts will be made available in real time for broadcast and highlights, so the next time Oakland's Josh Reddick leaps over the wall to rob a home run, we'll have the numbers to prove just how awesome that catch was. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so many people have been talking about this attempt to diminish the overall influence of the social networking. We have Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook Good Day Show, and there is Instagram, there's Pinterest, there's how many different ones can you, Google Plus, goes on and
there
on and on.
There are a lot, and a lot of smaller ones too that we don't even know about.
So now there are some web developers who've created Cloak, C-L-O-A-K. This is an anti-social network.
That's a social network.
An anti-social network, which is a social network to help users avoid running into their friends. Cloak is billed as the anti-social network.
So like if your girlfriend's hanging out somewhere you don't want to see her, you'll know where she is.
Right. See locations of their friends on a map. You can avoid ex-girlfriends and boyfriends, co-workers, the fellow that you see on the way to work who wants to stop and chat with you, anybody don't want to run into, this is a way to avoid them. The app also allows users to flag certain friends, and they'll receive notifications when the flag friends show up within a certain range. Like radar. Pretty amazing, huh? Pretty amazing stuff.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.